Snow was reported during the day Monday across the region from Minnesota into portions of Ohio, and it looks like today we'll see precipitation occurring primarily in the Great Lakes region with a few other eastern Midwest locations picking up on a little bit of snow as well. The snowfall today is not going to be quite as great as it was yesterday. Yesterday we saw some 1 to 2 and local 3-inch plus amounts occurring across parts of the region, and it looks like today we'll probably see a little bit lighter accumulations except downwind from Lake Michigan and possibly Lake Erie, where some locally greater amounts may occur. The moisture content yesterday varied anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 21 hundredths of an inch through midnight, and it looks like the precipitation totals today will be lighter than that. We'll see yet another disturbance coming across the region on Thursday and Friday coming out of the northern plains. This will likely be the leading edge of colder air once again, and as it comes across the northern portions of the Midwest, we'll encounter at least a little bit of light snow accumulation. Until we get to the day on Thursday, we should be relatively dry. Now, the event on Thursday will probably not even get started until late in the day across the Dakotas and Minnesota, but we will see that evolve. We might see a little wintry mix of precipitation across Iowa and portions of Illinois and southern Wisconsin as this event starts to get underway. A lot of that will occur sometime Thursday evening, and as we go on into Friday, we'll likely see the snow focusing more and more across the Great Lakes region, with that wintry mix of precipitation still occurring south of that area across some areas in Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio down into parts of the northern delta. We'll expect moisture totals out of this late week weather system to run mostly a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 5/10 of an inch, but that's probably giving it more than it's going to actually generate. Maybe totals rarely getting more than about 35 hundredths of an inch on this event. Now, a much larger storm system will likely evolve across the southern U.S. plains on Friday, and as it moves across the delta and into the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, it'll generate a widespread rain event with snow occurring at the end of the storm system. The precipitation event could be rather significant, with 3/10 of an inch to 1 inch of moisture common and some 1 to 2 inch amounts possible, and we could see this, a band of heavy snow once again occurring from portions of Oklahoma and maybe a small part of north central Texas into the heart of the lower eastern Midwest. A lot of this will occur over the weekend, from Saturday into Sunday. The storm system is not much different from that which has occurred previously. In fact, this last weekend storm event behaved very similarly to what we expect here in this coming weekend, and we'll expect a little less intensity on the snowfall, however. Temperatures are not going to be quite as cold going into that storm system as we were with the last one. We do expect to see temperatures across the region warming up as we move toward that larger storm system later this week. The afternoon temperatures today will be warm with many highs running in the 20s and 30s across the northern Midwest, a few teens in the northwesternmost part of the region, and we'll likely see temperatures in the 40s occurring in southern parts of the Midwest. A little bit later this week, we'll see warmer air overspread a larger portion of the region on Wednesday, and then we'll see much colder air moving through temporarily on Thursday and Friday. That cooler shot of air will bring temperatures back down to teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt, while 40s and 50s occur in the southeast part of the region, and we'll likely see again an opportunity for additional reinforcing shot of cold air coming along as we get into the weekend behind that larger storm system. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.